For over a year, a Nashville artist has been on an unusual pilgrimage, driving to places where people were killed. Alana Steyer has taken photographs of street corners, business storefronts, and outdoor spaces that share one commonality. Months or years before, a person of color was killed in an encounter with police. Erica Ciccaroni reports on Steyer's senior thesis called Where It Happened.
Hi.
Just after the big January snowstorm, Alana Steyer picks me up. We're going to Nashville's Edge Hill neighborhood, where a man was shot by a police officer in 2010. It's in this car that Steyer traveled the country, taking black and white photographs of sites where people of color were killed by law enforcement. She went to New Orleans, St. Louis, Selma, New York,
Los Angeles, San Francisco, Oakland, Baltimore, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Detroit.
The 54 photos in Steyer's collection come from 15 cities and towns. They show quiet scenes that are tragically unremarkable. The shadow of a tree stretching all the way down a Chicago city block, a trimmed lawn with manicured hedges in Detroit, a bridge in New Orleans that's bathed in sunlight.
It's a way of creating a conversation, and these conversations are necessary to create any type of change in a community, to bring out the things that people are scared to talk about or don't want to talk about.
Steyer is not one of those people. She's a young Hispanic woman and recent Watkins College of Art graduate with hair that's long on top and shaved on the sides. She has a tattoo of a raised fist in a wreath of flowers on her bicep. While in college, she began teaching art classes to inmates on death row. This was around the same time that Eric Garner was killed, then Michael Brown, then Tamir Rice. And she began thinking more about the relationship between police and people of color. We near the house in Edge Hill, where a police officer shot a burglary suspect.
He's hiding under somebody's deck, and when he started to run, he reached into his pocket and they shot him. He was incidentally reaching for an iPod.
Some of the people Steyer investigated were armed. Some were running away. In many cases, the facts are not clear. To Steyer, we often get caught up in the details of these scuffles and lose sight of the human life that is lost. So how fair is it, really, to group so many separate incidents into one category? She says that the project is not about casting judgment on individual police officers, but about bringing to light the scope of officer-involved deaths.
Because people haven't heard about them and haven't experienced them, they become easier to deny. And so this project became a way of displaying these stories in a way that could not be denied anymore.
What's so striking about Steyer and her work is that even though she herself ties these deaths to racial discrimination, her photographs are neutral. They are accompanied only by the address, date, time, and name of the victim. No details about who the person was, how he or she died, the officer involved, just a white sky over a hospital emergency room, a sun-filled parking lot, a shaded park pavilion.
I think that was kind of one of the very important factors going into this project was not letting my voice impact it, because these aren't my stories. These are someone else's stories.
We reach a red brick house with a shoveled walkway on a tree-lined street. This is where it happened. We trudge around the block to the alley, and there it is. A simple red deck overlooking a yard with a fat-bottomed snowman complete with a carrot nose. Steyer takes just a couple shots before she's satisfied.
It's the one. You kind of always have one that you know is going to turn out a little better. This feels right. When you take it, you get everything you want and nothing you don't in the image.
We turn and walk back down the alley, away from the red porch and the man who died. The film in her camera holds another piece of the story she wants to tell. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Erica Ciccaroni.